Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast. Powered by Basel D Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creatives who were in and around the clock for the Propover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Propover, Propover. Welcome to this very special Cropover Recap episode, recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions, featuring two very chaotic friends of mine, Miss Pan and Olivia, who you may know from Hashtag Balance.
They're actually struggling, but when did they...
she was our first chicken.
I have an S20.
I ain't getting a picture at Mimosa.
You're a liar. I took a picture.
I did not get a picture in the swing at Mimosa.
No, it wasn't in the swing at Mimosa.
Every time you want to be in a swing? Pumping.
Wait, so.
Sorry.
Oh, what are you?
But my phone is not going to be on silent. She's actually my favorite. Sorry. Where, Robbie? My condolences.
But yes.
He can tell me don't come back.
Yeah, he can tell me don't come back. But.
You here for greater and higher purpose. He can allow you to come back. It may be me that he can say you. Not in here.
Let me hear you, Robbie. Yes. He said wrap it up. Look, he's so tired of we, right?
No problem.
This was his best podcast.
I'm telling you.
It was exactly. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Lure's Up Podcast with Basel D Magazine.
Lure Up.
Tonight we have a very special episode. We're here with Miss Pan and Olivia from Hashtag Balance. And we're here to discuss, we're here to discuss all the ins and outs of Cropover and what we liked about the season, what we didn't like, and what we look forward to for Cropover 2023.
Yes.
Basically.
So yeah, let's get started. What did we like about this season?
Cropover.
Oh God. Yes. This one, Miss Pan, I will just say Miss Pan is a Cropover idiot.
Yeah, I feel like everybody knows.
Cropover donkey, yeah.
Okay. And what is that salt called? People that don't really like the soccer car rush. That's me. Whatever it is. Je ne recata. Y'all know that. But I still decided to take in the season because
Outside
and beige.
Right.
Yeah, I know what it is. Was
outside
for 2 years. You know, and
by force.
And the girls, I had to give girls some money.
So, exactly. Spread the money around.
Just a little bit, not a lot.
Put sign in the economy.
Just a tint.
It's true.
Outside the paint for gas.
Don't let me start.
Yes.
Don't let me start. But yeah, so as you know, we went to a lot of events across the season, and then including the season from like all the way as far back as May.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to a lot of events. So which would you say was one of your faves?
I enjoy Bel Air and I enjoy Los Angeles.
Les Jardins du Bel Air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
come on, France.
That was it, right?
It was.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's starting from May and coming down, because I loved a lot of things because outside was outsiding. But my favorites, I could give it to the Juve's too.
Yeah, truly.
Like, no, because I went.
y'all can't see I'm turning my back to Olivia.
No, because I really had no plans to do Native, but Native was good.
Mm-hmm.
She was good.
It was giving.
She was good. And I think doing a Juve mix with another band was cool too, because them joined with Mixed Nut.
Right, I heard that.
That was Native there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Or Mixed Nut's decent.
Was right, so all two both was down there.
Yeah. Real talk.
So how did that go?
It was real, honestly. I had a rest. It was real good. The chef hat was lovely after.
Yeah, you know that. It's Mixed Nut.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, right. That's right.
Excellent. And I really think that.
That's right.
No, speaking of, Shafet needs to sponsor more events. We know how long she is.
Yeah. She did. That was at Mia Fett. And that was a, yeah.
That was at something else.
This is it.
I feel like that was at something else.
Shafet or Frosty?
Frosty's was everywhere. That's what was in everything.
That's what I'm saying. Pretty sure next
time. Frosty's was at Mia. But yeah.
Frosty's had to be at Mia.
So it was.
But Bel Air was good.
Yes, I started at the top. Bel Air was good.
Les Jardins.
Yes.
They gave the girls decor. Yeah.
Maui as well. That was in May. That y'all did not come to.
True. Maui was not in May. Maui was in June. Joe was in May. Oh, yeah. Fall. Sorry.
When you went long. Y'all will come to the next one.
Yeah, I will actually.
Is it November?
Yeah.
Love that. A day to cruise in November. I could leave that. Because
we'll lay down.
Yeah.
Y'all have time to lay down.
It's true.
So they got
Maui. Yeah, because they look good. Because all these clips and everything look good.
Watermelon.
Right, that's okay. Yeah, it tastes very good. Everybody in Toronto was like, "Woo, what's this?" And I love it. Yeah.
Giving. What came after Maui? Then that would have been June. The next thing that I would have gone to would have been Boozy Brunch.
I didn't go to that,
but that the clips are for that. Like,
I had a really, really good time.
Everybody said that.
No, I will say, as somebody who's not a lover of the scent, I am really all for this brunch vibe thing that the girls be doing. Because, yes, you put on your ticket that your event starts at 1, 2 o'clock, but nobody don't get to till like 4:30, 5 o'clock. And that's enough time for me to get like a little notion, get a little something to eat. And then it's cool, so I'm not there in the sun. I get my daylight pictures, and then we roll into the night for proper shining. I really appreciated that. The DJs did what they had to do. And I think because it was so early up in the juggling, I like the performances because it kind of got me off fair with the girls that were with the girls that were bringing up music this year. So I did enjoy those performances.
That's good. Okay, it looked good.
It was.
It looked like it was. Everybody had a blast. Jerson jumping off the stage.
That was not. That
was not that. That was Sip Sip. Speaking of going back, me. Yeah, Sip Sip.
Sip Sip.
And Sip Sip is coming next month or a month after. Yeah,
not a brunch. I remember Boozy Brunch.
With a brunch.
That was a Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this was the Guy Kills event.
Yes, that's right. But I remember that. And I remember it was, I think, that weekend was full of.
It was. That had another event.
Right, that had another event.
That was clashing with something else. It was a Twitter event.
Because
I feel like the people were at the same thing at the same time.
The Sunflower Island thing?
Yes. The St. Smith thing.
Right.
You sure?
Yeah.
I swear that was just the edit. Let me go back. That means a girl has put everything in my ass.
But I remember that being good. Yeah. And I remember lamenting that I didn't go to that.
The 26th.
Both Sip Sip and Boozy Brush.
So I saw Sip Sip, but for some reason I didn't go, but I ain't sure.
But I think that was an older crowd.
That was Wicked Geriatrics. That was so good. And they're coming again, like I said.
But no, Wicked Geriatrics.
No, like for the time.
Listen,
from the time you get in a musty and get in a fat, that and Boy Blanton's got the same vibe to me. Like, it's the same statue. You can just be pumping.
But yeah.
But you could get there.
Off. Straight true.
I got a Boy Blanton yet because I already am.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Fan.
But Sip Sip, not next month, please, October. Because
I don't post the people things.
But if you know, just send them. It's too hot.
Yeah.
But if you say the brunch is afternoon.
I am hoping, as you say, that it comes in October, maybe early October, because they saw Opal put out the notice that they were doing something, hinting at something.
Which is fine. I like it, the fact that the girls trying to also not cram or did not try to cram too many things too much. Any summer period that they're trying to give us a cruise in September, trying to give us a cruise in October, like space it up. So we've been inside for far too long. So I really and truly do think that give space it out.
Like, I agree with you. I'm glad that they had the foresight of mine magically that, as you say, everybody ain't ram everything, especially the last two. They tried.
Somebody like this. Hey.
Yeah, like space this out. Because like we can't do all the events in July or June.
And there's only about 40 of you that can still afford to go outside at this point in time.
With the gas going up.
Again.
Right.
Wrong podcast. My podcast can
her podcast.
That type of turmoil.
We went from June after that. We went. That's a lot of the start couple of
them. That was start couple of them.
So we went. This event we couldn't.
Right.
No, No,
we don't get too far.
I get it.
Powder was in June.
I didn't go to Powder.
Powder was good. Powder was
you want to come
good.
And wait to?
I enjoyed myself.
I enjoyed it.
I had a great time.
She looked good.
It was very good. Very, very, very. The live performance, everything. They brought him Asabantan. It was very good. So I had a blast and I thought it was That's by Lucky Heart Showdown Promotions. I think Lucky CBC is sponsored.
This is a Juve in a contain space. It's like not it's a like
proper color.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
That's but it's kind of to me took over from POC kind of lady.
Yeah, it got bigger and bigger. Yeah, bigger over here because really big.
Years ago, I didn't want to bring what he named them. The Bombay Man. Them had Super Bowl. Is them that had Super Bowl a year?
They had Super Bowl.
And a year, them had a lot of good artists.
They had a lot of key consistently bringing in good artists.
Yeah, this year they had...
Y'all met Puffer Color?
It was awesome.
You met Puffer Color.
We and Puffer Color are cool. I like... I don't think it's Chelsea Boy anymore. I like Puffer Color team.
Mm-hmm.
But we could not get him, so we went home.
As you should.
Yes.
That was the day of valor.
That's
we skipping ahead.
Yeah,
we met Notes.
When Notes was?
The 2nd or 3rd of July.
Right.
Okay, that was after Awaken.
Right, that is it. That's what I was trying to remember. Okay, Awaken was top of the pops.
Yes.
Like, top excellent. Of the pops. Like,
that started off crop over.
Creme de la creme.
I will go again tomorrow.
To add that on my
you list. Should.
Oh.
You really should.
You should.
You're wasting time that you don't have it already.
That's when them had the loaded sweet potato.
Yeah.
But they butt he eating, girl. As I watch it, he yummy this. Where's I do my crop over recap? As I watch it, door he in the car and stuff.
Yeah.
She was good.
Okay,
and even though like outside was he wasn't like sweating really.
Right. Because that was early July, but let me tell you,
but no, it was hot. But it was because hot, I think
how this laid out
because it was a little different to
like, very long.
All right, let me talk about the breakfast parties first since we came there. So I went Valar. Valar was I had a wang dang doodle.
Yeah,
the rain came down and I didn't even mind. I had a time at Valar.
Yeah,
the setup was good because they really utilized the space well.
They separated the food from the fire
very much so, and I had a couple of benches that you could like sit down and eat, but it was very thoughtful because we want to get the girls all the foods and all the drinky drinks, and then I gotta be walking around balancing all things in my hand.
True.
So you did have, if you really want to go around the corner and sit down and eat, you could do that. And then when it was time for shelling, you come back around. So you really didn't have many people in the dance area eating.
I like that. That's very
I really did like how they had everything separated. The bathrooms and then like, was done
what
the
I like too is that them say food from this time to this time and it was this time to this time. Like if you come up for that food, you ain't getting on.
True.
It was food till like 10 or 11. 10. Point is I got there and I ate.
Yeah.
Exactly,
and I took home food. Big ups to Burger King. Bye. That in my bag.
Cause they had a sandwich in that space for breakfast.
Cause this one come up to me. So you by going space? I said, of course, nobody having space.
No, it was good.
Shout out to Ariel St. John. I'm telling you, a bag of stuff.
And I think, like, coming from last crop over, like, the issues they would have had, they listened. I like the fact that listened.
Right, that's true, because they did have quite some issues. So I'm glad that they did
what they had to do.
That's
and it was not, however they set it in there, I appreciate it, because, again, space. We was in the sun, but she wasn't hot.
Right.
That's good.
I was not cooking.
That is good.
I was not cooking.
Many so a fat, I guess.
I cook. The next breakfast fat after that was, well, y'all went UV. I can't go to UV.
They went Beachos.
Oh, right. She went Beachos.
Was, well,
the one that was at cool, but that was really good.
Right.
That
the mimosas were coming.
Right.
So I've never been to an event where I was being served like that. Even though they say they have servers, you would go be, but the girls was, the you glass would get a little one, but hi. Here,
come. Have another glass. Have another drink.
It was the service at Beachos was excellent, and the vibe again another old wicked geriatric fat. Like,
yeah.
People were pumping, and again, which
I
include.
I am not saying that. I know. I mean, like, those are the facts where if you...
Yeah, people don't care.
If you
can add that to your list.
If you want, like, you know, but you know, you just want to pump, you go up on hand and go on the road. I don't wear no makeup.
No, literally.
But then people used to come out them and dress hot because Beachos and Splash is like sister fest.
Yes.
So then people dress up and come out and jump up and down. Like, I got a video on my feed with a woman jumping up and down from Splash and my key. All right, then. Mm-hmm. So it's like that.
Beachos was hot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that.
Well, you won't go to event with no makeup.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Beachos was hot though, but she was good. Like, you know, they got some fat. Like, it was hot, but they didn't mind. Like, it was that good. And again, it was good because it welcomed artists in a custom scene. Like, Ayubab. The only place I really saw Mikey at Ayubab was at Soca State of Mind, and you saw them at Splash.
Right. Mikey was
because
at UV.
Because them must be at the Wicked Geriatric.
I think you left by them.
But my thing is you got to include the people.
Right.
Exactly. If you want to bring out a certain set of people, you got to bring the people.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, Ayub is a really good artist.
He's a very good, very underrated.
But I think that because what Mikey did is because he had so many collaborations this year. So I guess if you bought Mikey, you bought the team. Same if you bought Faith, you bought the team.
Right, exactly.
Or you bought the trigger, you pull everybody.
As you should.
It's true.
So
because the girls had songs this year.
No, but Ayub was real good. Like, that performance, like, the big show's performances were excellent.
So what about UV? Because I still heard I didn't get it. What I had planned.
No, UV, the food.
I would get that. They also two-step.
Yeah, stepped up because was different for a breakfast event.
Right.
They
very, very good.
Yeah, and I'm a foodie, so as you hear me talking about food, it's very good. Weird. Again, another fact that separated the fat.
That was at LaBelle.
But I think everything is, even though like people were saying, oh, like everybody was in the same location, I can't tell that I went to a fan and it was the same thing.
That's true.
Because I don't think I went to any fans that utilize, because you know me walking LaBelle, you used to go to the fat, which is on the left, but they utilize the pasture on the right for the food.
For the food. So there was a
and
food.
And they served, I want all day.
Also, the fat was on the left, and then if you come in, you could actually like walk.
So we ate first.
Oh, so you come and go to the right.
I came in and sat down and eat. Yeah, they had seating. They had a 360 camera.
I had the black seat thing.
The camera with the 360 camera.
That's how Valar was, where the food was in, and they had the black seating, and then they had the
kind of ish.
They had tea and coffee. So,
and juice.
Lucozade.
And salt.
I stand up there with the women and the women give me Lucozade.
I'm telling you to make sure that your glucose levels are ready for the pumping.
It was good.
Come on,
cares. Right?
Let me not forget how wings.
Yeah, that's true. They had ham too. It was
and then we run out another time.
Never mind.
Not today.
But they didn't run out because it was under there for a good while.
Right, the point I forget that.
I was like, what's the fact? You know, like.
Yes, because I was like, man. Like, I had loaded burgers, loaded hot dogs. And even when I was going home because Osha was out, so I had to leave a little early. The girls was out there still grilling.
Fresh grill food.
Right?
No, everything was done on this.
Everything
spot.
Was done on this, but it was really very good. It was very good.
And the chicken and waffles. What's that?
Yeah. Like he really did it. Like even he when you came in, he put he yeah.
He put thought into it.
Mario cares. But he really did put so he partnered with this artist Shane Clark. So he did like for the entrance coming in, and there was a backdrop
and everything about the decor was.
So you know, he's a painter person. He's one of the painter persons. Right, there we go. That's right. I called him our government. What do you want me to do? Rudy Vuitton or whatever. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Right. So Rudy did a nice backdrop.
A
small one on the entrance. He did a huge one on the inside.
The girls.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
And the cups.
I see somebody say that it was a collab with some other person, but I ain't sure. But come on, it's just bringing everybody on.
No, because
team.
I know what she means. They had a limited edition. You know them ones?
The yellow cups?
No. Them had a blue cup.
Oh, the blue cup.
It was the same Shane, same Rudy.
Come on, welcome to people.
Right, so it was
And then the
really,
had the
really
regular wake up. So everything, nobody ever run, nobody had a complaint.
Right, and then every star was everything.
Personal cup.
Yeah.
Big up the Castle Mingles.
Right.
I'm telling you.
And Ciroc and all them. Yeah.
Hennessy,
because the Hennessy buyers who one of the girls behind the buyers who want a cup for me. So.
Okay. All right. Last breakfast party was with Miss Mimosa.
Yeah.
Would have been Mimosa after that?
I was able to go to her.
That was good.
Yeah, she was good.
I cooked.
Yeah, we cooked.
But she was good. Great.
She was good, but
and
she was
cook head.
Yeah, I think that every fat that we came was hot. Yeah. Even in the night, because lifting and lashing that was hot.
True, that's
I was
true.
In there, and I mean, I was having a good time, but then it was just like,
At
one point, I had to go and stand up. I was like, sir, I
had to run down in a corner. Was hiding. Yeah, me too. I sat down at one point.
Like, how. the food
court was separated.
Was separated.
Yeah,
it was good.
The fat and the you could also
the service was great, but that was GCG, so that must be good.
Yeah. It
was
also. Wait, and then he also had seating. And wait, you know what's a little underrated plus? The fact that when I came out the bathroom, they had a mirror so I could see myself to see.
Yes, I said they had mirrors.
I could rearrange myself.
And no, y'all forget the fans.
The fans tried. One of the fans cut up on me. But
because they were tired of the heat, just the, like we were to start
but
back.
The, right, that's what I'm saying. So I also like that the fans was the fans that tried or attempt to give me cool air. Left them for the next time, sir. Get big
you
industrial
see, right.
Fans.
I, do you like, remember like, we talked about that with Ayla Mas had. Ayla Mas was at the Barbados Museum. That was very good.
Okay, so then Barbados Museum.
No, that was, this was late 2019, 2018, 2017.
No, but I am saying, no, because I honestly feel like because those fans
honestly,
that he
right?
had were like AC fans.
Honestly,
almost.
Right? Truth be told, nothing could help me in that.
It could not have, but I feel like a big industrial fan.
The
Dynamas
had these
out.
Huge, big black fans in 2018,
nah,
2017.
This is
this was
new
like,
no, because
yeah,
you
this
were
sun different. All right, that's true.
You mean yesterday?
That's what it,
yeah.
Look at my hands. You see that? Look at that. Look, look.
Oh, no, let me go on top of Karuma Day. Oh, God, I still got time.
Jeez, all right. Yeah, I still got time.
No,
still,
when I tell you, I was in there making soup. I am never going back in there in a dress again. I'm going in a pants soup.
That's why I told Lola, you go a dress. You're going to do strap pants. I said, a linen.
Who strap pants? I put on a nice, breezy
no,
something long.
My
pants
friend Ken Roy had on a strap pants. At first, I was like, this is different. But then I was like, all right, I see
you
the
met
vision.
Sense.
Yes. It met a lot of sense.
But I knew that it was
that.
Hot when men were spending. Because for some reason, men don't sweat. But the gentlemen
wow,
was in there clammy.
Yeah, we.
Don't sweat. I mean, gentlemen don't sweat. Like that. They don't. For some, no. If you're going to fret, that you might got the one or two sweaty men. But,
true,
but
you
mostly
know, men
don't. It's something
like,
about
yeah,
them. Don't,
true.
Y'all
okay.
Got, you got. You got. Shut up. Y'all don't be sweating like that. So, but you usually see the girls with fans. But
yeah.
I
also,
no, I know all every hand bagging.
Listen,
I must have found the whole about it.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
that was hot.
The pound for 20 pounds.
That's
everybody
right.
Around me on a fan.
You got fan?
You got fan. You got fan.
You know, and you know what you find? They will try to come and talk. They'll be like, oh, you're going free, you're going free, you're going free. And then all of a sudden, you raise the next time they'll be here and they want to talk. We were talking to me before. I'm just trying to get a little breezy.
But no, they don't care anymore. They
ask
it. Can I have your fan,
yeah.
Please?
Yeah.
A friend of mine did that at UV.
Telling
yeah,
you,
so yeah. Befriend somebody just to get them fan.
Somebody dropped my phone.
Oh, that was real horrible. I don't know how somebody could do that. I will feel real bad for
working.
You. You know, the phone stopped working. Right? Remember that? That's crazy, huh? It's all about. Okay, I might get a little $12. Oh! Wow, okay.
No, but if you buy one, buy another one because
buy
I have
two.
A charge. I need a charge right here. Because I feel yours is blow harder than mine.
Me too.
But here, he's talking about
going. Buy two, Amar. Where you got one from the first time?
The Zon, amazing. That's
yours, your sweet ass blow. That
yeah.
AC. I'll send the link.
Correct.
Please do.
I'm telling
okay,
you.
Wow.
Let people bring them out.
Oh,
the
one of them, y'all didn't go. But you know already, Sun was also.
Beaming
right there upon the heart of the ocean. I kind of jump in the sea, you know, the whole scar just
yeah. I was like, when you see
you
on the top, that I was like, you
I don't
good,
play that.
But hold on, but it look good.
Yeah. I was like, okay, good. You this girl is crazy. She on the top the whole time, and all the one that was up there,
but looking good.
No, look at me.
Okay,
it's
that's a
giving.
Nice picture. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it one day.
You should.
No, she won't.
Okay, she won't.
Anyways, all right, breakfast also. I hadn't realized. I don't know if it's glass or if it's real good plastic. And cuts from a mosa I brought.
Yo, that's a good that was glass.
She
that
was good.
Good. That was good.
Because I clicked
and the champagne
and
was champagne.
When the body gave to me, I was like,
this is yes,
glass. When I understand it's glass.
Listen, man, one angry Minaj because I'm not trying to make us. My mother come and take it and she click, click, click. She said, look at this. I said, breakfast party went to. She said, and give this.
Yeah, it
I
was
said,
a
I feel like
quality.
She was like, but this hitting like his glass.
Good
I said,
quality.
I paid off a $300.
That's right.
Quality.
So you
get quality. What I like about them too is that like
the champagne did not stop.
Did
like,
not.
You could
that
get
is
it. Bar.
Did every like it was going and then was just popping, popping bottles,
also,
popping
I don't know
bottles.
If y'all like venture to the other bars, like outside of champagne to like try stuff,
mm-hmm.
But next time try the
yeah.
plantation.
I did. I was.
I
there.
Had plantation. I was at plantation.
It was,
so
it was
good.
Good.
So good.
And they had
so
the audacity
good.
To put the it was like a New York
name.
Sour because they put the Merlot on top. I said, oh, y'all.
You had that?
I showed it.
Listen, I showed it. I
no,
showed
it.
That plant, yeah. The guy trying to remember the mixologist that was there, he was like top of the pot.
I was there, but everything is Andrew. If you don't start drinking, you're gonna turn into a raisin.
And we know the important part if we have the buses, the AC buses coming in.
Okay.
I would have liked to stop in the AC bus.
True.
Because
she was good. Because nice. Anybody else would have made me walk at the room.
Yeah. It's true. Troy, that's true. That's very true. Because it was start after a while. Right? That's true.
And she was flowing.
Yeah, it was on flowing time. I didn't even walk straight on her bus. Even when I left, she was there.
I had started to walk because I was a little irritated by the suns. No. But then the man came in. He was like, "Where you going?" He was like, "Get in here." I said, "You don't have to tell me twice, gentlemen."
And that's good. I like that. I really like that. Because I got 100 BT on my bus and went on my car. So,
okay.
I thought that it would be pandemonium, but I'm glad to hear that it was not that.
No, there was no...
I had an issue getting on the bus. Right? I'm glad, right? When
okay, so we talked about breakfast parties. Next up was cruises.
How many cruises did
I do? Was my last breakfast party was
Isla Mas, and that was good. That was another geriatric fair. But then people just come out her party. Yeah. Like then people behave bad the whole day. They some bit roast we.
Yeah.
We behave bad. We down there with them jumping up and down. The party start 8 or 12, 1 o'clock. The people was like, all right, you know, like. Yeah, them switch over the menu from...
They usually do from breakfast to lunch.
Which is what Mario did as well, too. Like, yeah. I was still really impressed, and it flowed.
The drinks flowed. His vibe was there. They had different bars.
She's a vibe, so I don't understand why. Because she's a fraud. Everything's killing me. What
exactly?
Papa McGlock. Anyway, but okay.
Cruise.
What cruise you went to?
Maui,
Ocean.
Breakfast. I went to breakfast too.
That was a cruise.
I'm trying to round up my breakfast party that y'all did not go to.
What
happened? Breakfast. That was all the way up Feather Bed Lane and St. John.
I thought you were talking about cruise. You going back to that?
Yeah, I forget. I have to remember everybody. I had to be everywhere. So that was good too as well. They had sauce all day. Yeah. You know what?
Girl, you?
And they got pulled pork as well.
Yeah, no, but speaking of pulled pork, big up Bearded Hogs or whoever it is that was sponsoring the sweet potato. That was good, but she was eating.
That was good.
Why you don't eat sweet potato?
Don't mind her business.
Exactly. My hair business.
She's such a tuna and biscuit warrior.
Yes, I am. Sponsor me, brown sweat.
I am fighting not a scream.
I'm so sorry.
Sponsor me.
I know the girl that's a brand manager for that. I message you for you too.
Exactly. Regular, yes, I'm making things.
You're right.
I'll hold it up and pose all that good enough.
Exactly.
What you mean?
Just letting you know, you got to see the toner.
My toner, let me show you a minute. She be good.
But we could do cruises.
So, sorry for your talk with me, Maui, but y'all didn't go. Mm-hmm. But we talked about Maui already. So.
Yeah, that was
the only other cruise that I did was actually Blender yesterday. I don't think I went to another cruise.
My birthday party, how can we forget? Yes, that was a cruise.
Where is this be good? Because we had them on the show, and the way that it sounded was good. And the one that I went to up in May. Then I want to admit, that was real good.
When you had me all over Instagram and the people texting me.
That's right. When you was jumping up and down to Soca, true.
Soca Roach.
I see Soca Roach. She was the Soca Donkey.
Right.
But yes. I only did Blended and outside of the rain.
She was great.
She was a good. She was.
You would have had to tell you that on this shocking it up.
I mean, I didn't know y'all were going.
You liar. Because they bring the proof. You liar. You know me, that guy.
No, because almost at the top of every bit, I message you, like, I will be going to.
True. Okay.
And I sent him the list and I sent him and I said, I'm going. True. I had to send him
far.
Let me try it right back at you. I screenshot you on Bazood calendar.
And take
everything I gave to her and send it back to you. Yeah, you rate to laugh. That's exactly what you do.
I do remember that.
I go in so car wash down as well.
No, she was great. It was
okay. The sun was hot and it wasn't a mini storm, but she was.
Oh, say so the rain that Shadow can control.
And me going home with the people.
Because I tell you, we was squunch up in the ticket. I said, let me not get that.
Into the thick of it.
The heck of people were gonna be running. I said, well,
yeah, I saw the video where the girl was working out in the rain. I was like,
the girl.
The girls.
Wow.
Tell you.
We do. Okay. Yeah.
Right. I made Scarch. I made Oshet. And I made Waves. So those are my four cruises for summer.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wait, Oshet.
What do you want to say with the cruises? All of those daytime cruises?
Yeah, no, but I don't really do nighttime cruises and crop over.
That's true.
I will ask kindly to not do the morning cruise thing next year, because if global warming, I feel like we're too far
but
out of face global warming.
I only needed once
to know that it's too hot.
Wait, you didn't just go blend it?
No, I want to support the girls. I want to support the girls, but I just don't want to cook. But
get
I
hat.
But yeah, umbrella.
Don't tell me
get
that because
hat. You get from Yaya.
You use the same boy that come and tell me that you don't want to be in no heat neither. So but you don't want to be cook, right? So,
but I mean,
same. So I would just like maybe if they can start at around 3 o'clock so that if you come back in at 6, they got enough to cool down. Because I will also give Saddle the fact that he left air quote on time. Yes. He told the girls 10 o'clock and by 11:15 we was moving off.
Yeah, okay.
Honestly, I didn't, I need all the cruises I went to didn't. Yeah, nobody didn't leave late.
Oh, that's great.
No, everybody left.
Oh, right, because they.
But you can't do Harbor Master.
You mean? Well, I know
you
can't
do Harbor Masters.
Beatles is not who to play with. Beatles is not to play with the Dream Chaser. So everybody was there lining
for
up.
Or shit. Yeah, for like, when I get for a thing, yeah.
Because obviously I tried to chip down from UV when I got there, how so I literally walked on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, because a lot of people get there late. Yeah,
before I Harbor Master, this crap.
Oshet was good.
Oshet had food, Scratch had food. The girls was facing.
Somebody cooked
that's my next
the pasta.
Thing. Don't I don't know, but I don't eat pasta, so I would have asked
you
that.
You would not know.
I don't know that. Same. I don't know who it was, but I had. On Scratch, lady, people need to start. That's in that silly. Like, women don't lay that and get any food. That's
right. Good. Fighting for our food?
Yes. Big people, like, my mind to literally be like, please stop.
That's we so can't. Embarrassing.
The people, the caterers will... Yes.
That's so embarrassing.
The girls were hungry.
Clearly.
Understandable, but don't fight.
Yeah, and Scorch was really good because Scorch literally served you when you came on. They gave you burgers and different stuff. And then when I crazy, people look around and say, eating rice and macaroni pie. So there.
You're very right.
Yeah, and grow fish and all sorts of
really?
Things. Really? An inclusive party.
Back in my day. You get half a bowl of little sponsor pasta and that was it.
Mm-mm. That's what you said. But somebody had the sponsor pasta had to be bronzed.
Whoa.
I know. I don't recall it
I
being
Scorch.
Scorch.
I can't remember. Did
but Scorch was Scorch and
it was hot. But you won't be on your top deck. You could have went early second
day. I would have gone up there and tattoo pictures and come right back down.
But the middle of that was, no. For Scratch, I could not do the middle of that because it was fairly chaotic because the rain was, we were in a storm and Scratch started. So the middle of that had all it was full of water. And yes. So it, not on anybody's part, but the rainfall was real bad. Like literally pissing down for like a good hour.
Nobody finds out.
We were literally. And the men said, so what are you seeing on his dream chasing the girls' bathroom and working? And the men,
that was yesterday.
I was in the men's bathroom. So
I don't think the men had AC. We ever had AC.
We got AC. We have AC and it was in there with y'all because I
called the girls' bathroom. Whoa. There's no AC, was not happening. For them at the beginning of the cruise, before the movie was over, they stand up in the doorway and this gentleman came in. He was like, it was a 9 FM, sir. Just hot.
Just come.
I turned to the side and I see you just hot. When we started the movie, it was good. But no, shout out to Ben Knight because my face stayed on. Because I thought I was going to sweat. Some of the girls sweat off the makeup.
Well, that means I had fun.
It was hot.
Yes.
But we also, I ain't going to tell you, like, it was really good.
Like, so I don't have a really good cruise.
Right. I think we were around there. Wait, the DJs, the decor, we went up with DJs.
No, the decor this year
the girls decor. I have no complaints for you.
Yeah.
The decor.
Everywhere
had a really good decor.
I'm talking and it's a last time party. This was my best event, and I talked with the girls. No, but it didn't go.
What's
I had a grand time last time.
I went last time paradise.
I lifted two of them.
Who see Lost in Paradise? Who
they went.
I went. That was
you Sam did different. Not go.
I never said that. I went anyway. I said I went lifted.
Oh.
All right.
Right, but I had a grand time.
Shut up.
And okay.
Yes. I had a grand time. The bar was grand. She went to the Jameson bar. Why one say it belongs on Hashtag Balance and not on Luke's beautiful podcast? Right. I went to the Jameson bar. The girls were mixing the drinks. I had the sours. I drank them down. I love to see that Martell is in effect. Big up to Massey.
I think that
it is Massey. But
yes, I think Martell,
if it's not Massey, we might make it curse. But we'll
it's Massey. It got me.
I mean, it's Massey because Absolute and Jameson is Massey.
Right. I know Jameson is Massey as well.
Skip over the big fat of the year.
What was that? Vernal. Yeah, that's true. Could be there was no category for that.
True.
I guess so. What would be a general? A show. Right, that was a show.
She was a show. But it took my laugh. But she was cute.
It was good. It was very good.
Daddy Vernal.
It was very good. So I enjoyed that a lot.
So excellent.
I think what we could talk about too is I don't think every fat needs a cabana.
I don't want to say don't like, but we don't need cabanas.
Yeah, cabanas were originally exclusive only to beaches.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then COVID came and we were like, you don't want to be up in everybody, so cabana.
Exactly.
But I still don't think I don't need to pay for a table. All
the table. Tables used to be free.
You just get there early and you
get early. So I literally tweeted
that because KP was saying yesterday, she was like, she grew up in a time where you used to get tables for free. I know people charging you for like a grand and more to get
a table, a proper table,
baby showers. Yeah, and you gotta pay for the what is
just to get hooked. I don't want
not that. No, we is called the covering, little jersey.
Yeah, like little jersey material stretch over it.
But if you need, I got enough for make a ball at some.
But I just think that you okay. If you want to do that, you can leave the you can have the free tables, and then you could come and tell me about if you want to have like a little package, you can add it to your table.
Right.
But there's no way that I can't one prop my bag because you're telling me that.
Pay $500 to $1,000 and get three tickets.
I'm somebody fan or a prop on that. So somebody
that's exactly what I do.
Yes, because you don't want to put your drinks on the ground and you carry and all the muck and the rock. So you don't want to put your things on the ground.
Don't laugh. I'm so serious.
No, it's true.
Because every time is literally the same.
And they're doing the things nowhere like
tier 1 to 11.
That's another thing we need to get rid of. Early bird, general, pay at the door.
Right, pay at the door.
That's tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, tier 4.
Early bird.
Also,
put you tickets in the gas station.
Yeah.
Because we always in there.
Well, truly. Put the tickets in. I don't know, what is the place downtown that used to got all your tickets?
CS Pharmacy, Apparel, G-Zing, Pug, everything.
Because you're going to get your shoes. So you're going to get your outfits. Put them places we don't need to.
Metallic insurance, something.
Put them on ticket links for the girls like me that don't mind paying the $8 because she's not leaving home.
Don't mind her because I mind.
No, you can put them everywhere. You don't have to come. There's the options, but we really actually don't need the cabanas. And then my thing is, if you have an all-inclusive fat, then what's the purpose of charging somebody extra money for a cabana?
Because
you got a drinks inclusive fat, and then you like, you can give you a cabana, and you gotta pay like an extra $2,000 for the cabana. What am I paying you for if the drinky drinks are already free for the regular people? A chair? I could bring that from home.
Maybe just the space, you know, to be by yourself. It's the ambiance.
But honestly, I could say this as somebody that like Palance and anything. I like, watching snaps from your page.
Mm.
I don't think people understand how a cabana kind of takes away from people seeing, people enjoying themselves. Because a cabana kind of makes people think, like, okay, I'm bourgeois.
So it's like a party space.
Imagine like a Buccaneer cruise. I will always reference that because you could always find everybody, even if it's just somebody bourgeois that's just shaking at the side.
Yeah.
But you can't expect to have an event, cabanas. Then treat people there because
in the middle, it's a little too
force chaotic. You force the people out when you don't have commanders.
Or my thing is, even if you want put down your 10 tables and then the 10 tables stack it, and then when people get it, they'll give you a little $50, $60, $100 or whatever for the table. Because I know the little dressing thing apparently does be real expensive. So you could. So let me ask this $60 because $60 might be.
Look at the last set. Like, I'm
telling you, no, but tell you, the $60 might be fabric alone. True. And then you gotta get
a roll elastic.
Exactly. And you gotta pay somebody to do the interlock to cover it down. And then you gotta get a little ribbon and things. So maybe $150, $200, because you know things don't be free.
That's right.
But if me and my six friends put together the little $200 to get a little table and put it there,
because it's gonna rest on your thing.
It's one rest on me. It's one hold up on your table and break it down sometimes because I have 31 year old knees. I've been walking for a lot of years. So at the end of the day, that's something that you could consider. You do not. I don't know, the packages don't make no sense, but I was also telling myself the girl's trying to hit a lick.
Oh yes,
I met by the minute that they met in the past 2 years, which is cute, but just like how you brought it back too.
That's right.
So help me help you.
Yes, right.
Help me help you.
Oh, you know another fella had really good decor. I don't think blended. I don't know if y'all saw the pictures from their decor. It was real different.
Yes, the car. That was different.
It wasn't a swing. It was very cute. It was giving.
I like that. So let's touch on the weekly events. You say you missed them all?
I did not make any. It died. Oh,
God, Jesus. No. They suppose they might go out. So could say I'm minus friends. Mm. Okay. Yeah. We could be outside. We could go early. Yeah. We could go early before 8 o'clock. Me. So you could go home and bathe and change and do a Sailor Moon twirl and you could come back out the house. Mm. You don't got to do nothing much. Yeah, you don't got to wear no makeup.
I know because y'all's been on it anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
so
true. It's
very
Brewster's Roadie.
I will say, like I said at the beginning, it's Jenna Rakata, but I do appreciate what it was bringing,
mm-hmm.
which is something for everybody. Right. You come and introduce yourself to the music that's going on, and it's $20, so ain't a kill call to come.
Not even you. Only $20. It is free if you get there early. Then it's $10 if you come with a friend before 10. She was good.
She's cheap.
Yes, she is.
Very good.
She's cheap. $10? Yeah. Free? Yes. Don't even cost $10.
Free?
And then the bar is good. The bar is not expensive.
And she was giving cocktails. The absolute bar was giving coconuts.
Right, don't be the food on there.
Sign in a green bowl.
No, they got food. I had a wheat meat and MHK baby food and we lick it up. the kettle is on the good.
They got food on there too. I didn't know that.
You mean on the outside?
They got street past the numbers and everybody
from the time you get there, when you get there, the food is be done. He won't come in the people place at 11 o'clock, but they gave
okay. They're begging for salt, boy.
You know that had the picture after that, so that's with the girl on the toes and the heels. Let me tell you.
The point is,
let me tell you, the people don't play.
I know. Let me shut that game.
And
you're
done, and then all of them are out there like
all that. All exes are for you. Be calling by 10 but we outside. We were forced to be in for 2 years.
But I will give it a try, but Saul always telling me stay home. But
as he should, because I will give it a try. I personally do not understand why people just get up. Gas is expensive. Get in their cars.
Drive to the people place. I complain, but it's okay.
Stand up. I fold their arms.
So state of mind.
It don't need war tune and vibes.
Exactly.
Anybody
who wants to bring a war tune.
They have one for y'all going to the cove.
Yes. When I could go down there.
Yeah, because that's where y'all have to go. We get it nice how you get on the cove.
Cove.
It's the people game when I dance on the street. Along.
When I could go along.
Who's one up?
You don't want it. You don't know how to.
But yeah, me and my bum. Okay, cool.
The people, you see, always so. Come on, we can get a nice swing.
Right.
Nice smoking.
National standing.
I went to Boston Wine Week and that was at
some right, she went and that was weird.
Thursdays. Yeah,
and then before that, early in the season, you had the sweet limes.
They were good.
That was very good.
The things that I was at, the NCF, where you could hear the music too early on.
Never drunk, drunk.
That's right.
Let me say that first.
That you have fun?
No, I love Barbados.
I love Barbados.
Gotta say that first.
I'm so
but
tired,
no, they were so good. They were good.
I really enjoyed the sweet life. But I mean, it gave y'all content like that, that y'all gonna use for the rest of the year.
Yeah, for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because she is excellent.
She is.
She's my cousin, though. I feel so.
Really?
No.
Oh.
You're
right.
She burnished against us.
That's true.
Those were good. And I think that it was a way to bring. I think that them could start earlier, too.
They could start earlier.
They because they used to bring children. Because my friends are her child to something. That
some
was
of them
like,
started at four, some started at six.
Because it was, you don't got Portland anymore, so they're supposed to be like Portland.
I think it could have touched more parishes.
Yeah.
Because I was begging for one to be in St. George. And the county don't want to bash people.
Yeah. They could have go with the White Rabbit Bar out there, but they playing field.
I think Nat Samuel can be more inclusive of the
right,
other parishes.
Because it was looking at communities.
It was mostly in like St. Michael to me.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And then one was in St. James.
Two was in St. James, right. One was at Indian Grove.
Like, who went in there?
I hear that one was actually real good.
The
people do bad down there, apparently. Apparently, that's the type of community that you come down there and they must behave bad. I can take and go to all that, but I also too hope that they start earlier.
So, we all want to see that,
everything but his son.
True.
No tears.
I don't have a problem with the tears, but the tears got me insane.
You can early, general,
correct.
Door.
I don't think it's if you are
all inclusive event, price your ticket and put your ticket there. And when the ticket's gone, your ticket's gone. It don't need to be
If you
think that your event is worth the 340, don't
start
build
with
the vibe. Put the 340, and I will
and
budget for the 340, and it will come. If you want it, early bird $300.
That crop over is back. I think I'm going to bring my fast one early because telling me that I got. Bring my money tomorrow. Who's you?
Exactly. No.
Yeah, because the girls wanted their clients today.
And then if you blink too hard, we at tier 7.
Yeah.
I had no time to budget for the gas. I got planes to get it.
Yeah, it was really kind of ridiculous. Everybody coming early.
Start to late. I don't know. But I want to say, I feel like Trinidad is starting for more real early.
Yes, but they don't start.
Right. So I feel like we have a date. Y'all could start budgeting and putting together. Sam Bazood.
I'm Pam.
No, I'm saying Sam Bazood. It is actually Bazoodi. But Sam Bazoodi, your dates from now.
From early as possible.
Start to get the things together. As you said, Vibe Land, we didn't get a touch on that, but Vibe Land.
No, let me tell me stuff.
Vibe Land take the spot for
brainwash.
For brainwash.
She can't stay and will stay because she was excellent. We have scenes coming in December, then Vibe Land is usually be late in the last time it was in August.
No, Vibe Land is not being
earlier than like in June,
right?
They can put some food down in the mix.
You was on there? Don't
I'm at, I didn't.
They have food. The girls were eating the loaded fries.
Right, they had loaded fries. And
you say you're going to run punch? All right, let me talk about that after.
Thanks.
They will have food, they have popcorn, they had drinks.
And they had loaded fries and different things. Like
for free?
I don't know. I was jumping out.
That's what I mean. Like, when you get private, right? You would get like your little hobnobs, and then it's cooler. So I'm saying that could be a...
There were hardly any cooler fats this year. So.
Because there's so many
cooler need to... That's true.
I think you could take the island. Some people could go back to cooler because cooler does let people be drunk on their own accord.
I have a blast.
It's true, but I think that they could have more cool events next year. That's one thing I would like to see. If the Swan shit comes back.
Yeah, my plan was excellent, though.
Because
come to scenes in December.
You could come to the scenes. That's true. But Vibe Land normally is earlier. I think they made a change this year to put it down.
So we will see how the calendar works.
I don't think gone, but maybe about next year.
He was saying that he didn't want David.
So Vibe Land because we don't have really any facts wavering the day before Kadumas. So Soka Brainwash should come out. But Vibe Land got their crowd and their people.
That's true.
It was great. Like, going so fast and I know like as you walk through the door you I watch try to build a vibe like
the vibe,
and the DJs were excellent. Let them know
who was my favorite DJ. I would like to say Anduele and
Rico. Vibe Land.
Vibe Nation was good. Vibe Nation was good. They were good.
Excellent at Sundown.
They were really good.
They were. Because really I am good. Not a rock attack person.
And they were rocking the tucking.
I was rocking and tucking and they almost put my foot on the speaker. I said, come on.
Exactly.
Come on, girls. Give it to me.
Will you say Robbie?
Baby.
He's your he's his cousin, right? He's
Robbie. Anduele is his cousin?
Anduele is his cousin.
Yes, he is.
That's true. But I also like MHK and NG. They were good. Especially at the beginning. Yeah, he was real good at Sweet Lines.
This freaking out.
He has issues, but that's a July thing.
He do miserable but wonderful. I will give it to Pop and Them was good. Because as somebody who is not a rockata, I found that they eased and blessed my ears a little. They're giving me some...
They give you what you...
It wasn't even Ibo and Shire because when the one started to hear that like Big Bass Soca B...
But let me tell you, I don't care about nobody. So I could hear Big Bass Soca. I could go see notes of Big Bass Soca.
You on your own.
I want to hear that.
You tried the Big Bass Soca?
No, I like it real bad.
You want me good, but no. I understand your argument and I understand what you're saying. Play Big Bass Soca. Big new things.
Yeah.
Yes.
I understand.
But, no, and but everybody but can't again, come and play Big Bass Soca.
That's another podcast because he's going to talk about Soca another time.
That's true.
But that's true. I understand your point.
I like it a lot.
Also,
but
when
yeah.
you wanted to change your vibe, you do not have to change your vibe by playing You Don't Cast.
Last.
Like, we don't need that. And that song is a breakup song.
Like,
when we play it on boys. When we play it on a crop.
When we're going on a crop. When we're going on a date and you pan it from the play and coming up and you playing the breakup music, like, that's not it.
Already can't change Boy. Yeah, and
he didn't tell a lie because Igbo and Shayo means something.
That means something. Yeah.
Who's
that? Me?
But
both.
But yes,
a little good.
I guess a friend of mine, you know.
Somebody.
So exactly.
Somebody
one, one of them Leos, you know. Exactly. Oh.
My report up.
But yes.
Yes. So I appreciated them for bringing a little flair, even though they didn't spend too long. So let me say, if their set was like 40-45 minutes, they at least give me like a little 15-minute break.
And then they went back into the rock attack, and I appreciated that.
I liked Hachi and Sis too as well.
Them don't come because they're always good everywhere.
That's true. Sis don't miss. I want them to bring back another rhythm next year. They brought Thunderbolt in 2019 and that was good.
Oh, rhythm.
Oh, you mean Sis?
Yeah.
Sis, bring another rhythm.
Exactly. So, but they were good. As you say, that's standard.
Them don't miss.
Yeah.
They were good. 10 out of 10.
Hyperdrive Nation. Hyperdrive Nation. Hyperdrive Nation.
That was one of my favorite facts of the season.
I
met nobody fly to.
A lot of events. You sick. A lot of events like. I went where I didn't have any expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what saved me because I went to that and I was like, yeah, I guess, you know, I get on the road, but that was really, 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 really good.
He find me when he flag when it's
yeah.
Of course he did.
Up and down, I was like, of course. Look, of course I will find it. This. Exactly. It was a good, good event. It was electric. Like, the people serving food at the back were really nice. You could maneuver through the fat
cell.
Up front was like, people was jumping up and down. Yeah. Rock Attack from the stage, yeah. So it was a real good time. I also enjoy Soca Action.
Oh.
So that was really good. You know?
Well, I have to add something. I don't know if he's going to bring it back because it may be played or it may be the same thing or whatever. Mikey's reunion. I can add that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That. Oh, you don't know Rock Attack. That looked good. He brought Timmy and all that. And like, everybody that went told me that the professionalism was high.
I think the girls had work.
So it was like because you were. It went bam, bam, bam.
Then that's fine. I myself personally shan't go, But I was glad.
It was not Monday in the week.
It was Tuesday.
Oh yeah,
I was very glad to see the girls. They got to me to come and sing.
Yes,
I mean literally. I appreciate all of that, girl. I appreciate all of that, but like I said, I stand home because it was not for me. And it's good to see that Mickey's still working out after all of these years.
Yes, yeah. He was working out very bad too as well.
You?
Yeah, we saw.
I had enjoyment. I actually didn't get to go reunion, but it looked good, as you said.
You were skinny in most fans.
I would like to go next year.
I was in Sundown Grip Games.
Oh, that's when I was. Oh,
that's
yes,
true. Yes,
yes, yes,
that was
yes,
a Thursday. That was a Wednesday.
I'm supposed to come out 5 o'clock. I didn't miss. I got to sleep.
How you mean?
Not at 5, my girl. Just come out like 3, 4. Yeah. I would have been down home. She would have never seen you.
3, 4 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday?
Yeah, and then people come after her. Yeah.
People came out after her?
Mm-hmm. Y'all got fixed there.
Who's y'all?
I beg your pardon?
When I say y'all, all on me, I'm speaking to the audience. Whoever is the promoter got fixed there.
People was very happy.
Tell me we got to.
It finished at 5?
Yeah,
the
girls got
come after that. They can ever bring back 10 to 10. Are we done with pumping?
I feel
done with
I
that. You ain't here about girl.
Come back.
I wasn't gonna go.
It might come back. I feel wet fat might come back too.
Not in COVID and the bunky pot.
True. Okay, maybe 2025.
You see, I'm gonna put that in the atmosphere now. That's gonna be a customer.
All right.
I saw people and they were saying them bumps look suspicious.
I'm so glad crop over that here.
Because I had a moment of anxiety yesterday. And again, outside enjoying the festivities or whatever, because the work could literally end tomorrow. But like, there were certain points where people were like touching me. And I was just like, have we forgotten? Like, I'm standing there and you know, you could tell me, excuse me, please, for a pass. And people like touching me. And then they feel bad because it ran how far. And then all of us are climbing like in a boy on that board was cool. As Sir Frack said, when he first came in, he said, yo, it hot. This so hot. I said, yes, it's hot. And people are still touching me up. I think my parting words is that, yes, go out, have fun. I'm glad that the girls are bringing back the fest. Let me party and pump straight onto the end of the year and then give the girls a chance to cash back themselves in January. Because, you know, post-Christmas, whatever, we're not going to have no money.
Right.
Let me pump straight onto the end of the year space. So, if that's, let's have a time, bring the fans because global warming. But also party and be mindful. Men, use your mouth. Use your mouth to say, excuse me. Do not touch me, please. Please, because you hot, I hot, we hot together, and monkeypox and the COVID. Just say, excuse me, please. And that is all I have to say. Thank you for having me.
Miss Pan, you have any parting words?
No, just keep crop over. Just bring it back next year.
Just bring it back.
No, like, I have no complaints.
You had a blast.
I brought it because I was outside.
Yeah.
She was.
I had a really good time.
My only issue was the sun.
Yeah, I mean, we can't do nothing but that. We get bit roast at Mimosa for sure. I remember standing in that sun like, wow.
Yeah, my makeup still
wow.
My makeup
come off? My makeup actually did come off. My whole
hairline
said, I'm sorry.
But, I mean, and that's, again, that
we
I know what
the
I could do.
Girls don't start wearing makeup and just go sit and gloss.
Right. Do a gloss. You could do a light beat. You could do like soft glam.
It was soft glam is the most makeup.
Oh.
I
just told him, but no.
You could do a like a foundation.
I am not sure.
But regardless, it can come off.
It can come off, but I am not sure
y'all could
if
do
it's
that possible.
Spray. That don't work. No. If Mimosa is here, the sun is here.
Yeah. I have on the spray that the girls is put on into doing drag. And you understand, I made your length peel off. The sun was hot.
Yeah, but I'm gonna complain.
Okay, yes, that's. Oh, but yeah.
What
are my part of words?
Bring the facts early.
Yes, bring the facts early.
Bring
the information early.
The information. Yeah. Right. You don't need the money today.
Mm-mm.
But let me know you come in and reserve the day.
Right. I say this, you did. Let me build out the calendar.
Talk to Basil.
People harass me for that calendar. I don't ever want to go through that again. No, real people. People use a message page every day.
Because you want plan out. And
if y'all doing the giveaways. Sorry. I am a girl that likes some planning. And I believe in structure. you know your fat coming next year. You know that you want Bazzity to cover the event. You know that you want Bazzity to do a giveaway.
That's right.
There ain't a reason for you to not be talking to Luke today.
Like, no. Like, let me start planning it out
talk
early.
Talk today.
And talk budget, money too. That's
what I'm
right.
Saying.
And a heart
that
budget.
That was the next word I was saying. And put it in the budget. So that if you budget for it, it can't be no surprise.
No.
Then June and July come. If you that's start right. your planning in August, $1 a day.
Simple as that. We can just put down the money now, sir.
$1 a day.
By the time next year roll around.
I'm telling you, that's $307.
And you'll be good to go.
$1 a day. Not saying that he raised $300, but I'm saying respect the people. Just like how you want us to respect you.
Yes.
And come to your fest. Respect the people.
So that we could get the whole machinery rolling.
To get everything
rolling.
Going. We'll so that y'all don't event. Go cuss out people about the influencers and what's not.
That's
next year
right.
Because everything will be coming together.
We
will
have
the
done
adequate
it
promotion.
Shit together. You don't got to be scrambling last minute to do your PR and getting the information out there, your marketing and all that type of stuff. And wondering when
you
you're getting attraction.
In this digital age, you can just rely on putting things in newspaper and word of mouth and stuff that you need
people
to get
feel
out there.
It will drop a post and that's it, you know. Mm-hmm. It don't work like that anymore.
It don't work so. It don't work. So you know, golf, you gotta fight for your life, especially with how Miss AG is algorithm in her rhythms.
Yes.
You have to fight for your life. So start the bar early, but don't make me as big here.
But yes, take her advice, start the bar early so that we could get out the way too as well. I don't wanna be nobody confusing me down June, July about no events and doing this and getting
the podcast.
Because
you can give of your best when you actually know what's
when they know
coming,
what's going on and get the dates in early.
And walk down the road together.
Exactly. All that stuff with the NCF can be gone. As in, like, you remember like earlier in the season you had to get the venue and venue, you had to contact NCF, you had to contact and all that. All that gone through the door.
No.
I think so. That's what
no, events still had to do that. Certain fats still had a certain capacity and maybe gone. No,
it might be gone now.
No, like maybe the last lot week, but before
you
still,
like
had, still had to get approval from them. That's what certain locations were still used.
Hoping that would make sense then. That mid next year that would be gone, so them could drop the dates earlier and give me the information earlier, so at least the date, so I can build out the calendar.
Yes.
Then you can figure out the location later on and ways you want to do it now and all that.
Correct.
Give me a date. And
you
give me your event name. And
a month and a half.
Yeah, exactly. And we can build up the rest of your website and put down the website later on. But once I got your idea, I can build a calendar, show it to doers, and we'll be good to go.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So, yes. So, thank you very much for joining me.
Of course.
On this very special edition of the podcast.
With Pan and Liv.
Yes. With Pan and Liv. I want to bring y'all back
we
soon.
We just call it Organized Chaos.
Organized Chaos. There we go. That sounds good. So shout out to Robbie at Nameless. I know he'll put this together very, very, very well.
Sure will.
And we'll bring you back sometime soon, hopefully.
Amen.
No, hopefully you shall.
No. I'm learning my place.
The girl who's going to talk better than Basody.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.